These stories are brought to you through the generosity of the owners of this house and the members of the Willimantic Victorian Neighborhood Association. All materials are copyright WVNA 2017. Joseph Dwight Chaffee House, built around 1889. Colonel Joseph Dwight Chaffee, founder of the Natchog Silk Company, was born in 1847 in Mansfield, where his father had operated silk mills at Chaffeeville for more than 50 years. Colonel Chaffee bought the most desirable building lot, as they say, in Willimantic in 1889, and built this impressive house in an eclectic Queen Anne style with wraparound verandas, a pavilion, and a porte cochere, capped by a square Italianate tower and a weather vane sporting a capital C. The veranda posts and spandrels combine to form Victorian adaptations of the classic Greek columns. The classical elements continue with dentil moldings, patera buttons, gridwork in the main gable, stick-style X-supports, and fish-scale shingles. The Natchog Silk Company at North and Valley Street produced fine, black dress silks. In 1893, the company had offices in New York City as well as Chicago. In 1895, the suicide of a First National Bank cashier in Willimantic led to an investigation of the bank's finances. The Natchog Silk Company was found to have been creatively capitalized in an attempt to survive the deep economic recession of 1893 into 1894. As a result, the company was liquidated. Chaffee and other officers of the company were arrested and subsequently put on trial for fraud. Chaffee held on to the house for a little while longer, but by 1910 it was owned by lumber dealer Frank R. Jackson, who lived here with his wife Julia, mother Sarah, and mother-in-law Hulda Putnam, daughter Eva, and her husband Edwin Sumner. Also, their two sons Stanley and Homer, who then would become later owners of Sumner and Sumner Insurance. The Jacksons and Sumners continued to live here off and on through the 1940s. We hope you enjoy your visit to Willimantic and a peek into our past. We hope that you take the time to hear our houses tell their stories.